Hello, hello, hello. We're back. The Chisel Pod is back. I am Maso Siamela, and with me, I've got Nasty C. We're not in studio today. However, we had a young Zoom meeting where he spoke about his acting debut on Netflix's Blood and Water. Here's what he had to say.
Yes, Umzansi Salaville is filled with flavor. But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
I would like for us to talk about your first acting debut. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's exciting, man. It's exciting, you know. It was definitely an experience, you know.
And what kind of experience would you say it was? Seeing that opposed to what you're used to being on stage, now you're on set. How different was it?
It's different in a sense of, like, when I'm on stage doing music, it's not so much about the reaction. Like, the reaction comes second. Like, my first priority is what I give off, right? Like, what I do on stage. And then reaction comes second. But when it comes to acting, like with the acting coach that I had, she taught me that acting is not really so much about acting, but it's about reacting. So it was different in that sense.
Like, so you got an acting coach?
Yeah. I had to.
Acting coach with all that you're doing? How did you get time to get an acting coach?
It's something that I always wanted to do. And at first, I was supposed to do it sometime in LA in like 2017, right? But then, like, my career just kind of got in the way. But my team managed to get me Kate, who's so dope also. She's like the best acting coach, bro. Like, and like, it was like probably four months before we started shooting.
And how did you juggle that with all the music, performances, and acting? When did you get time or have time for that?
No, we just kind of like scheduled them like during the week. I'm not so busy like during the week. Like, if I'm not doing like interviews and shows or anything like that, I'm in studio, which is at home, so it's not like I'm on the clock, you know. Like, I made time and I go to her crib, and then we did a couple sessions in Cape Town also, just before the shoot, like 2 days before the shoot.
What was the hardest thing that you had to learn, especially when you have to like translate emotion through the camera? What was the hardest thing that you had to learn?
I guess it's like really putting on a character and like being mindful of the little details that make up a certain character. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's those things that take a little bit more focus, and you have to like push a little harder and put in a bit more of an effort. You know what I mean? Versus like just like winging it. When you're doing something like what I was doing with Blood and Water, I really had to embody that character. And it was very easy for me because it's very close to what I do for a living. Like, I play a producer on the show. And in real life, I'm an artist, but I'm a producer too, you know? So I had to show that a bit more. Like, I had to emphasize it in a way, if that makes sense.
Mm. So your young cameo on Blood and Water. So how it happened? How did it come about? When did it come about? What did you say when you first heard that you will be in the movie?
I was just excited. I was more nervous than anything, but I was really excited. It's something that I've always wanted to do. Like, I've said this in a couple of interviews, and it's just always something that I wanted to try out. You know what I mean? And I guess when Colin from my team heard about Blood and Water and it being shot in Cape Town, and like that being like one of my favorite cities, even when we were there, he was just like, "Yo, the guys are open to have a young cameo. It's based on this and that and that, and there is music in the story anyways, and it'll just be perfect if we got a young South African artist to embody that character." Do you know what I mean? And that was like a dope opportunity. I couldn't miss it.
So take me back to the first day you went on set. What emotion was going through your head?
Man, I was nervous. I was nervous as hell. Like, I knew I was gonna play a character that I'm used to like being. Like, I am that guy anyways. But I knew it was gonna be on camera, and there's a script also. It's not just like real life. It's like a script. I have to worry about like not acting too much and overacting. You know, sometimes you can watch some movies or whatever, and you could tell that the person is acting. You know what I mean? So I was just like very self-conscious of all that stuff.
And the second day, was it easy flowing, or did you face any challenges?
Oh no, second day was easier. The cast really made me feel comfortable, and they let me know I got this, and you know, they were very helpful. Very helpful.
Mm. I don't know if you know, some productions have stopped producing certain films or movies or series because of the COVID-19. How do you feel that you were able to act before this COVID, before the pandemic hit?
Well, I mean, it would have only just like got in the way and postponed it a little longer, which wouldn't have done any harm, which because it's something that I've been wanting to do, but I've been like procrastinating for like what, 3-4 years. So it wouldn't have made that much of a difference, but I'm very glad we got to do it way, way, way before.
And now with the realness of what you do on a daily basis, the fact that you aren't able to perform, how do you feel about the fact that you can't interact with your audience or you can't perform on stage as you're used to?
Yeah, man, it sucks, you know, but there are many ways to make up for it. Many ways. Mm-hmm. Like I have a bunch of camera equipment that we got just before lockdown, so I could shoot a lot of performances. I've dropped like 3 already, I think, on YouTube, and there's a couple more that I haven't planned. You know, we get to do exciting stuff now for our fans to watch, like on their phones and at home and stuff. You know,
is it the same though?
It could never be the same. Yeah.
Also,
I mean, it's a camera. You know, you don't see people actually reacting to your presence and you performing their favorite songs. You don't get to see them crying and really going through the emotions and stuff like that. And that type of stuff is very important when it comes to performing because you're actually bringing your song to life, man. It's like you know what I mean? Like you're living that song for that 3 minutes on stage along with everybody else, you know? And when you're doing it to a camera, it's a little different. It's like you're putting it on type.
It's like not the same.
The riskiness of doing it live is like, it's the best. Like nothing compares to it. You don't know what might happen. It might go south, it might go great, you know? And it keeps it exciting, I guess. And it makes it worth putting in more of an effort.
With your acting debut, how do you feel with the fact that your mom is not here to see you add another accolade to your resume?
I think she'd be very proud, man. I think she is very proud, wherever she is, you know? I believe she's always looking down on me and guiding me anyways. Like, these are all blessings that she made sure I got to reach. So I'm sure she's very proud.
Growing up, would you say seeing that you've always wanted to act, would you say being a producer was the first thing you'd ever think that you'd act as?
I definitely wanted to act and be something that's very close to what I do, you know, just to make it easier and because I feel like I can bring more because I know the small little details. Do you know what I mean? So it's not something that I really dreamed about. Like, it's not the specific role that I wanted to play. I didn't have one really. And it was just perfect that they came up with that one because it's a little bit challenging. If they'd asked me to play a rapper, it would have been a little, I don't know, like it would have been a little boring, but they kept it interesting.
So with this pandemic at hand, how would you say that you're doing your bit to help people out there who are going through the most regarding with lack of food or lack of essentials?
Yeah, I am busy with something. The only thing I've really done is donate some clothes, but I didn't even like do it through a foundation or anything. Like I just took a drive and I gave some of the guys that I usually recognize on the streets some of my clothes and my shoes and stuff. But other than that, we're working on an event. Like right now it's really in the works, so I shouldn't even be saying anything about it, but I'm working on something that'll have the little donation tab. You know, like how everyone is doing it now, like even on Instagram Live, you can donate to charity and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm working on something that'll be dope and that'll have that option in it.
What would you be doing right now, this month, had it not been for COVID-19?
I'd probably be doing a lot of promo. This interview will be live, I guess, also. How can I put this? Like a lot of sessions, but like I'm wrapping up the album right now. I'm wrapping up the Zulu Man with Some Power album. So
nice.
And I'm doing a lot of the mixing and mastering like through digital, you know what I mean? And it's kind of weird. Like we're doing emails back and forth. It's so much better if I'm in the studio with my engineer and we go through like the little, you know what I mean, like the sounds and really dig in the phonics and stuff like that. So I'd probably be somewhere in the studio or doing this live, I guess.
So acting is not the only thing that you managed to bag this year. You managed to bag a new deal with Def Jam Records. How do you feel about that?
It's exciting, man. It's very exciting.
You are doing things not a lot of people in South Africa have done. For a lot of people that look up to you, what would you say? What would you tell them?
Man, I just keep my head down and I work. I work hard. Like I overwork myself even, you know, and it pays off. You know, That's the one thing I really believe in, man. Just believing in yourself and really working hard and telling yourself that you deserve everything in the world. Like whatever you want to get in life, don't feel like you're not worth it because you come from this place. And if this guy that came from Santon only got to this height, like what makes me think I'm going to get to Kanye level if I come from Ilovo? No one even knows of Ilovo. Like, I don't like thinking like that. So I tell them to stop thinking like that. It's very toxic. It's something that's like, I don't know. It's like, it's this little habit that we just take from, I guess, society and our community. That's just how people are. People feel like they don't deserve like the world, you know? So I try to do the opposite and like be extra at doing that even. So I guess that's how I keep doing all this like outrageous things. Mm.
What does the deal mean? Like, does it mean you're going to move abroad, or does it mean you'll be based this side but still be? What does it mean, if you don't mind, like sharing, if you can?
Like I always have a place here. Like I don't want to live like anywhere else but here. I don't know why. Wow. I just don't want to live anywhere else. Yeah, but I do have to move there just so I'm there a bit more and people can see my face a bit more and interact with me, so that, you know what I mean? So it could be like a real come up, a real story, and not just like a he say, she say type thing. So I have to be there for like a couple months, but I'm going to be like back and forth.
And what kind of dynamic are you going to bring to the record label? Are you going to be similar to someone that they've had before? Nah. How different are you planning to brand an STC?
I'm just going to give them me, man, and just try and be as authentic as possible and just keep doing me. Like, I've never been a person to change because of what people think about me or my music or my sound or whatever. So I'm just going to stay the same. It's been working, you know? So now I just got a bigger platform to really bring all my ideas that I have in my head to life in the right way, with the right quality and stuff like that. So now things are only going to get crazier from now on. Like, I'm just gonna show you guys more of what I could do. Yeah.
And back to the acting, what was your favorite moment being on the set of Blood and Water?
The whole thing was a moment for me. I guess it had to be when I had to kind of help the directors out with what a producer actually does when he's making
it. Wow. So, you know,
like when I had to give them pointers, I was like, no, that in actual life wouldn't happen like that. Put that there and I guess, you know what I mean? That make me feel like I'm doing more than just taking direction. You know what I mean?
Nice. Okay. And last question. Would you wish to act in the future? Or do you have plans to act in the future?
I would definitely do it. You know, it would have to be something as exciting as Blood and Water again. It would have to be a moment for me like that again. I wouldn't just do it just because. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it.